Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday morning chapel. Just one announcement before another announcement. The hymn today, I misprinted this. It should be hymn 514. We'll sing verses 1 and 2 at the beginning, verses 3 and 4 at the end. So scratch hymn 13, hymn 514, 1 and 2 at the beginning, and then 3 and 4 at the end. We also have an introduction and announcement today from Laura Harsted from Wells King, or from Kingdom Workers. Come on up, Laura.
Good morning. I'm the Director of Volunteer Management at Kingdom Workers, and I first became connected after graduating from Bethany when I volunteered on my first mission trip in Florida. Since then, I have volunteered in Malawi, Chile, China, Mexico, Arizona, and Minnesota. And this year, my husband and I traveled back to China to adopt our 9-year-old son. So that's a life changer right there, too. And we took him on his first mission trip back to Arizona with a music camp on the Apache reservations. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Kingdom Workers, we partner with churches in the Confessional Evangelical Lutheran Conference to share the gospel and serve the needs of people in their communities. This year, we deployed 300 volunteers, involved 1,300 local volunteers in mission projects, helped with 15,000 square feet of building projects, and served over 10,000 people. Some of you may even have seen a recent project locally. Kingdom Workers Builders for Christ helped with the new addition at Peace Lutheran Church in North Mankato. And right now, Builders for Christ volunteers are helping remodel Cristo Rey, an ELS church in Bell Gardens, California. In Indonesia, another example, the Lutheran churches recognized that their communities needed clean water, so they partnered with Kingdom Workers to bring water tanks and filters right to the church. Today, there are 7 Lutheran churches in Indonesia providing clean water in their communities, in addition to things like eye exams, health clinics, and sanitation systems, right alongside of sharing the gospel. Kingdom Workers also just finished training 6 young men and women to serve full-time around the world. They will be teaching English in Japan and Chile, mentoring inner-city youth in Milwaukee, and helping refugees in Las Vegas. So why do we do what we do? The ultimate goal is to share the gospel. Kingdom Workers sends people just like you all around the world to serve others and to be the light. The need is everywhere, here in Mankato and all the way to Malawi. Right now, we're recruiting volunteers for immersion in Malawi for the disability program, multiple building projects in the U.S., and to help have somebody lead respiratory health workshops in Indonesia. Many more projects will be posted soon. So if you'd like to learn more about these projects, future projects, want to share new mission project ideas, or just talk about mission work in general, my office is in the lower level of the chapel here. You can stop by anytime, and if I'm not there, just leave a note on the door or email me at kingdomworkers@blc.edu. Thank you.
Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 15th verse. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. One time I noticed a going out of business sale. I was on a walk, and it was a furniture store near my apartment when I lived in Michigan. And big signs, big fanfare, going out of business sale. And I thought, well, I don't need furniture, but too bad for them that they're closing. And so, you know, life goes on. And then a while later, I noticed, hey, there's another going out of business sale here. And also a furniture store, same building, same place, another going out of business sale. And then over time, it just kind of felt like they were always having a going out of business sale. Like that was their marketing strategy. Step one, start. Step two, go out of business. And I don't know, get you to buy cheap furniture. So they were always having this go out of business sale, basically, and would come back and have it again. And, you know, it makes you think that going out of business sale is such a clever marketing strategy because the time constraint, the urgency, the I don't want to miss out on this sale, right? You just don't want to miss out on that cheap furniture. But there's another going out of business sale, so to speak, that our lesson actually warns us about. It's a going out of business sale that the devil and the world are running for us. And it has to do with the power of time constraint, that you don't want to miss out, do you? And that's why our lesson highlights again, see then that you walk circumspectly, which is a fancy word for carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. It's a time issue, a time crunch, a warning. Walk wisely, not running around for the next going out of business sale, not with this intense feeling of missing out. And that really is a challenging temptation for us, this missing out. Because you know what? Even if outwardly you are a great example of all the things that Paul mentions here, you know, not drunk, not dissipation, filled with the Spirit, singing songs, good at that here, you know, making melody, giving thanks, submitting. Even if we're great examples of that, which of course we shouldn't always assume, but even if we are great examples of that, I think in the back of our mind, deep down, we secretly know that maybe we feel like we are missing out, not going the world's way, not going with the out-of-business sale the world has to offer us. That feeling, that sneaking suspicion that, yeah, what the world offers actually would be a little bit more fun. And once the devil gets us thinking that we're missing out, that, yeah, I should do this for God, but it would be a little bit more fun to go this other path. I mean, then he's already got a foothold. Then he's got us going and in the clutches of his going out of business sale. Because, you know, the devil and the world are going to say things to us like, you know, well, you're missing out if you don't get drunk and do something stupid and fun. And that's what the word dissipation is getting at. You know, they're going to tell us, you're missing out. Spend all that time, like, singing or listening to some boring sermon. I mean, come on, don't you have better things to do? Something more fun to do. You know, the devil and the world are going to tell us, yeah, you know, you're just missing out if you are focused on submitting and serving other people all the time. You know, isn't it time someone steps up for you? You know, all of these little thoughts, the devil in the world get us feeling like, oh, we're missing out. And then once we have that feeling of missing out, he gets us dabbling in sin. He gets us going in that direction. All of a sudden, all he has to do is basically flash the spiritual equivalent of a sign saying 50% off cheap furniture going out of business sale. I mean, and he has us sold on that cheap furniture. Really, if you think about it, the cheap furniture, the going out of business sale, is a pretty clear analogy for what the world offers to us, right? I had a cheap futon once, and it was all bent up in like a year, and it broke when my wife's family came, and like all four siblings were sitting on it and broke my prized garbagey futon. And it was like it didn't even last a couple of years. And that's really the thing about the stuff that the devil offers us with this going out of business sale. I mean, it's not going to last. It's just like, it's not going to make it. And, you know, there's a whole book in the Bible devoted to telling us that. It's the book of Ecclesiastes, where the author of that is basically saying, hey, I tried all this stuff out that was supposed to be really awesome, but it turns out it really just wasn't that awesome or great. And a book like that helps comfort us and realize, no, we're not missing out, that the stuff of this world to offer us is like the equivalent of a cheap futon. We're not really missing out if we pass. The devil in the world's going out of business sale. You know, we're not missing out on anything with that. And yeah, sure, God gives us plenty of nice things in this life. We don't want to downplay that. But, you know, it's not our ultimate consolation, hope, joy. You know, Jesus was fine missing out on a lot of things, too. He did it for us, right? He had, like, splendor and glory in heaven. And he was like, yeah, I'll just pass on that for a while and take on poverty and lowliness here in this earthly life. He faced plenty of challenges and difficulties here willingly because he knew he needed to accomplish it for us. He wanted to furnish us, not with something cheap and garbagey, but with his righteousness, with his perfection, so that with his perfect life, our life would be covered with his perfection. He didn't give in to the, you know, 50% off cheap furniture sign. He was flawless and didn't fall for those temptations to make up for those times that we've entertained and felt like we've been missing out with sin. And he even suffered on the cross, suffered death, suffered even the pains of hell there for us, so that what we had coming to us, the wrath, the punishment, the doom, the death, the hell, that could all be on him instead. And he did it to give us gifts, right? He's not having a going out of business sale. He's given things away for us for free. And with rising again, he shows, in contrast to the garbagey furniture the world and the devil offers us, what Christ offers us is truly lasting. That by his resurrection, we know we have life with him. Peace now, hope eternally in heaven. So yeah, the world's, you know, junk, it doesn't last, but Christ and his work does. And he has even created faith in our hearts through the word and sacrament to cling to those things as our consolation and peace now and even eternally in heaven. And so all of the gifts that God has given us truly help to alleviate that feeling of missing out. Scripture wants to make it clear, no, don't worry, you are not missing out on, you know, the greatest going out of business sale. It's cheap furniture, it's not so good. And, you know, like that place in Michigan, I actually looked it up the other night, it looks like they're still in business and probably running another going out of business sale. Well, you know, the devil and the world really are going out of business. They're not going to last. They don't last. What a great comfort it is, though, that what our Lord gives us truly does last. He's not going out of business. And with knowing that, we look at our lesson, which says, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days aren't all they're cracked up to be. They don't give us comfort and consolation. We can walk the path God has put before us wisely, gladly, knowing we're not missing out. We have a great Lord, and he's given us for free stuff that does last, giving us peace now and even eternally in heaven. Amen. Please rise. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, this world is truly passing away. Help us to walk wisely, knowing your good and gracious will, to give us peace in the midst of this world, and the comfort of eternal life. Amen. We continue with our remaining two verses.